Time for some paperwork. One of the core differences I've found between the highly technical work I did for most of my career and the more managerial, higher-level work I've focused on in the last decade is the need for certification. When you're purely technical, certifications are often slightly looked down on. Think back to the old MCSE days. We'd do boot camps, pass them in droves, and they became less and less relevant. On top of that, so much technical work is done in ways the vendor never intended. Salesforce and IBM are both particularly famous for this. In integration work, I often found ways to do what they didn't want you to do, or to get round things without paying extra. Certifications mattered very little. You went to technical interviews, had proper conversations, and your reputation for solving problems, plus the evidence on places like this blog, proved you were worth the money. In the managerial space, it's harder. Almost everyone can talk the hind legs off a donkey. People are very good at making a case because they've sold projects and big ideas for years, and they're used to selling themselves. So when I reviewed my CV, as I do every 6 months, and asked what can I update to show I'm better at my job for a client, there wasn't a great deal I could change. I had more projects under my belt and more experience, of course, but it didn't give me much I could actually update. Unlike technical roles, much of management has been, frankly, the same for decades, if not centuries. So what to do? Well, I've sounded out clients informally and looked at what potential roles are wanting, and I've landed on a list of qualifications, courses, and bits of paperwork I should complete to demonstrate the progression I want to show as an individual and a consultant. Quite a lot of them are stuff I have been actually practicing for many years, so passing should hopefully be a case of phrasing my existing knowledge in the format the examiners want. But some will be genuine learning, and that is always fun. This post is mainly a line in the sand for me, something I can update over time, but it should also give others an indication of what you might need if you're heading down a similar path. They are as follows. PMI Certified Associate in Project Management, CAPM. PMI Project Management Professional, PMP. ITIL Foundation, Stay for Teams. BCS Certification in Business Analysis, Level 4. Microsoft Certified Azure Fundamentals. This one is more an in-passing item. Said the big boys that will take some time to complete. Microsoft Certified Azure Solutions Architect Expert, AZ-305, CII RQF Level 6.